As we hear the cumulative effect of the teaching of the Satipatthana, especially these first three sections, the simplicity of the teaching, breathing in, know you're breathing in, when walking, know that you're walking. When feeling a pleasant feeling, know you feel a pleasant feeling. One knows the mind affected by greed as the mind affected by greed. Cumulative effect is, at least for me, perhaps a sense of this very simple, receptive, non-judgmental mindfulness. Accepting what is offered in our experience as the domain of practice. We might direct the attention to the breath, and yet then receive the breath that is offered. We receive the experience of walking that is offered, that our body, that our minds are engaged with. Accepting what is offered allowing, exploring this attitude of allowing, sometimes the word accept acceptance evokes a sense that we're supposed to like what's being received. And in my understanding, that is not, we're not supposed to necessarily, we don't have to like what is received. And so maybe the word allowing opens the space a little more for the attitude. Whatever comes, can it be allowed? Greed arising in the mind, is allowed and understood. This is how greed affects the mind. This is how non-greed affects the mind. So this allowing attitude feels like the direction the Satipatthana, the first three sections at least, are pointing. Open to experience and receive what is available in this human experience, in this human body, in this moment. What is offered? And we also have to recognize and accept that there are times when our mindfulness may not be quite strong enough to simply rest with that balance. Rest in the place of, oh, that's greed arising in the mind, or that's aversion arising in the mind. And then there's the exploration of how do we meet experience when the mind doesn't want to accept it or isn't able to meet it. Explorations here. One is, can we recognize and accept, allow non-acceptance to be there? There's unpleasant experience, and I don't like it. That's what's happening right now. Sometimes, as we acknowledge non-acceptance with allowing, our system can settle and relax. It's like, oh, right, that's what's happening right now. And then we are again in a place of allowing. And there can be times when the most skillful thing to do if the mind is overwhelmed by something, not able to meet it, mind is pulled down the rabbit hole, and sometimes the most skillful thing to do is to turn the attention to something else. Not with a repressing, pushing aside, aversive kind of attitude, but more with the understanding, the allowing, the acceptance of this mind in this moment isn't able to meet that. I sometimes have the experience or feeling of like bowing to that experience and saying, I see you, overwhelm. And I can't be with you right now. But you can stay in the room with me and I'll put my attention on something else for now. And so sometimes what allowing means is connected to the recognition of what our minds are able to meet in this moment. Abiding, receiving, connecting with experience. Receiving what is offered, opening to, allowing what is offered in this moment, in this human experience. This moment is all we have. And in a moment, it vanishes. Can we be here to receive each moment?